Triple M.
Ruin dits for breakfast. Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house. Your home.
Let's talk about
Tex.
Oh, the big fella's in and he's a dad for the second time. Congratulations, Tex.
Thanks very much, Dits, Roo.
How's it going?
Nah, it's going all right.
Yeah.
We get Ellie and Louie out of hospital this morning, so I've been on dad duties for the past few days. And with
who's been helping?
Mum. Mum's come
down. Your mum's down.
Oh, and beautiful. My brother and his two boys surprised me
and
come down for a few days as well.
Very nice.
No, they've had a great couple of days.
Yeah, little Hugo's out there with Alice. Gee, you're going, leaving him out there.
Yeah.
Crikey.
Not too sure.
She can't look
an
after
alert
herself.
Just come up on my phone from Sportsbet.
Yeah.
Apparently it's 50-50 to get through this segment unscathed.
You can 50-50.
You can get $1.90 on him falling over or doing something.
They're starting to pay out already.
Cash out.
I did tell him on the way here, just be careful of that bloke with the redder colour hair.
What do you mean?
You.
What?
Just be careful
Uncle
of you.
Uncle Dits.
Uncle Dits.
Why?
Well, just in case.
Can we get Hugo to do a little wee on Alice or something like that? That'd be good.
Oh, we might get him to do a number two. He's pretty good at doing that.
Now, Tex, a couple of issues down at the club. The women flew back on the weekend from WA, and it's actually affected the men's team all of a sudden,
yeah,
hasn't it?
Oh, well, with COVID, there's been some guys that sort of have to cross over. Well, not have to, but have chosen to cross over and help out the girls, like Tom Lynch.
Yep.
He's a forwards coach of the girls, so...
So he can't train for the Crows for two weeks at the moment.
2 weeks.
We've got what will he do?
Oh, he's going to have to do some form of physical activity at home in the shed or whatever it may be, because I don't think they're allowed out.
So you'd get on a bike or something and
get a treadmill around there?
Yep.
Yeah. We've got Doc Clark, who's our ruck coach, the girls coach. Van Berlo, who's our midfield coach, but went home for a couple of days.
Is his family still over there?
His family, VBs, yep. Adam Kelly. We've got Josh Manu, our weights coach, Grace Greenham, who's our GPS girl. So there's about eight staff and then about all the girls. So
yeah, so it'll have an impact.
It will.
Yeah.
It will.
You might have to do some coaching.
I might do the weights program, get us all buffed up, get us fitter.
We'll get the spoon again if that happens.
Oh,
there's not very some nice confidence for you.
Just a laugh, How are things going? You're getting on a little bit in your playing career. How's the body holding up to another pre-season, Tex?
No, very good. I've done everything so far. So
great.
When you do that, you
know. That makes a difference.
It does.
How long since that's happened?
Oh, a couple of years probably.
That's good.
You've done all pre-season and... feeling quite young, actually, Roo, because
well,
the group's so young, you go in there and you sort of tend
doesn't that make you feel old?
Nah, I drop to their level. So maturity's never really been in my back pocket, Dits, but it's been good fun. The young guys are keeping it nice and exciting and they're working hard, so we're certainly on the right path.
A little bit disruptive, and I know everyone's going through it, but you were to play a game. You were playing.
Still might be.
Yeah, but...
in the March long weekend in
Perth. March long weekend. So I guess you're still planning towards that. What's happened with the game with Port Adelaide, though? That's off, isn't it?
Yeah, so there was one scheduled that we're going to have a NAB game.
Yep.
But I'd imagine we'll probably still have some form of hit out with Port Adelaide.
That's Feb 27,
it just won't be
An
official NAB game. But
Albert and Oval, do you want to come down there?
Ooh.
Well, where else would you play it?
Lock your car or?
Oh, please.
Don't drive. Don't even take it.
I might take public transport.
Lock car's easy for them. No,
That's a challenge.
That's not a challenge.
Yeah. Oh, we might bring you down to Amy Abu Dhabi Stadium.
Abu Dhabi Stadium.
Have you been down to Amy Abu Dhabi Stadium?
Why is it called that?
Do yourself a favor and come down. It's just like cracker dust all around it.
Sand around it.
One form of bit of wind, and it is just...
It was a sandstorm.
At one stage last year, they were removing asbestos from the stadium.
Oh, come on.
They were all in suits and masks, and we'll just run and lap.
Oh, my God. Good luck. Good luck with that.
It's good fun.
Asbestosis. Yeah.
Been a few articles written, Tex, about your role down at the club. Obviously still foremost to play and perform, but also to coach and lead the next generation of kids onto the field. Let's go through a few of the pickups. Thilthorpe, have you been excited by what you've seen? I know he's not out in the track all the time, but what have you seen so far about him?
Oh, he's one of the best kids I've seen come through with a thirst for work ethic. We haven't seen too much on the deck yet, but very impressive so far.
What about Pedler? A bit of a surprise pick, the midfielder from down at Kingston.
He's just got cheek written all over him and just hard as nails. I think Hugo's got bigger hands than him.
He's got small hands.
Tiny.
Trumpy. I don't reckon it's a good sign if you've got small hands.
Well, you're going to have to have small gloves.
Mm. That's right. What about Berry for the kid from Vic Country?
Yeah, he's going to be very good as well. He's shown some real exciting things on the track, and especially through match sim. So he's going to put some smiles on some Crows fans' faces for
sure. Stephen Rowe's son, James Rowe, starred for the Eagles. Could he play in round one?
He's a big chance to play round one.
Is he really?
Yeah. He's been super impressive and probably disappointing for him that he didn't get picked up earlier, but it's only going to put him in a great position to be able to walk in to play AFL.
He was fantastic in the SNFL finals. Yeah. Dominant. Yeah.
Just never missed, did he? So no. Stengel out, Rowe in potentially. A few of the other players that picked up, Braden Cook from South Adelaide, Mitch Hinge, Jackson Hatley, Newchurch and Borlase, any of them caught your eye?
Yeah, they've all shown some really good signs, so I'd imagine some of them are going to get some opportunities this year.
Have you stood Borlase, the son of ex-Darryl Port champion?
I said to him yesterday, how much do you weigh? And he's only 18-year-old kid. He's 97 kilos.
Is he?
And he's like
he's got
Darryl
shoulders.
Yeah.
It's big,
he's
broad.
Dad had enormous shoulders, yeah, and Jenny's very tall.
Well, he's exactly the same as his dad then. His shoulders are massive.
Yeah, huge.
Big funnel.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
So there's a few good kids around.
There is a few good kids. Still a few good older guys floating around. What?
Isn't it a funny system how you get put with a player, you have to do everything you can to make him as good as you can.
Then they take your spot.
Well, you just got to be smart about it.
Yeah, we don't make him too good.
Don't make him too good. Yeah.
You can't run through him at training anymore, can you? Because that used to happen in the old days.
You can.
Who said that?
Okay, all right. That's what used to happen.
Some of these young punks might run through the old boys. Nah. There's a bit of go in them.
Smarter than that, really.
Yeah, we don't get in the match practice.
Yeah, actually, we've been doing a lot of match practice, which has been good for us. We did about 50 minutes on Thursday. I was in hospital watching Louis come out.
From what I saw, you were drinking champagne.
I was. How good's that, though?
What?
They gave you champagne, did they?
No, we may have
slipped. You're sneaking in there. Or
it fell in. As I was walking out the front door, champagne bottle fell in the bag.
Yeah. Right.
And we didn't know, so we thought we might as well drink it.
Was it the good stuff or cheap?
Ah, good stuff. Moe or something, is it?
Oh, right.
I don't even know. I'm not a massive champagne drinker. But
that'd be right. The Crows would drink Moe. That'd be right.
What do you drink?
Cask.
Man. Out of the cask.
Yeah.
Out of the goon bag.
Yeah, that's it.
That's right. It'd freshen up your tea, or if you got them.
Mm. Anything else to report from Crowville? Coach is going all right?
We're looking for a new CEO.
Well, we've already got that sorted.
Mm. Oh, you got it sorted, have you?
The cleaner downstairs, he's doing the job.
The cleaner?
Yep.
He gives me feedback every day about what we're doing wrong.
Oh, yeah. Get him down there. Get him down there so we can have a look at Amy Abu Dhabi Stadium.
Good on your text. Thanks for bringing little Hugo in, and good luck with Louie coming home today.
Thank you very
much.
You'll
have your hands full.
Thank you very much.
And look after Ellie. She's beautiful.
She is. She's a little trooper.
Yeah.
She's doing a great job.
Good on you, mate. Well done.
Hey.
Yep. Oh, sorry.
You didn't know that I went to college, did you?
No, this will be good.
Well, I was rejected from every fraternity because I was circumcised.
Right.
Apparently, you need to be a complete dick.
Well done.
Good on you.
See you later, Tex.
Good to have you back, mate.